1071. Sky Sports Radio News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
Macquarie National News at 6:30. Early fog clearing for a mostly sunny day. Tops 33 degrees. Good morning, I'm Bo Mitchum. A gunman has shot and injured several people at a US school before turning the weapon on himself. Police have swarmed the high school in the state of Washington and are clearing buildings as they search for victims. Marysville Police Department Commander Robert Lambereau says the death and injury toll is unclear at this point.
Right now we are confirming one person that is deceased and that person is believed to be the shooter, and that we at this point do not believe there are any other shooters on campus.
There are fears Australian jihadists have used a pilgrimage to Mecca as cover to go and fight for terrorist groups overseas. Around 5,000 Muslims left the country for the event earlier this month. The Australian reports security agencies are preparing to investigate if any Islamic extremists were among them. A man's body has been found floating in water at Mossman. Danielle Pogson reports.
Police pulled the body from the water after it was found floating near Middle Harbour about 10:20 last night. A crime scene was established as officers tried to formally identify the man, believed to be in his 70s or 80s. Officers are also working to determine the circumstances surrounding his death. A post-mortem will be conducted and a brief will be prepared for the coroner. Danielle Pogson, Macquarie National News.
It's expected Labor will have two more seats in state parliament after today's by-elections in Newcastle and Charlestown. The coalition won't be running any candidates in the seats following the resignations of former government MPs Tim Owen and Andrew Cornwell. They quit after admitting to ICAC that accepted cash from developers. We're being urged to take unused items out of our garages and put them on show for the annual garage sale trail. There will be more than 3,000 of the sales taking place across the state. Environment Minister Rob Stokes says it's the best way to recycle.
Rather than dumping stuff, particularly when it's still got value, we're encouraging people to think about putting it up for sale and seeing if someone, one person's trash is another person's treasure.
Two American nurses who contracted Ebola caring for a patient in Texas have been freed of the disease, and Queen Elizabeth has made her Twitter debut. The 88-year-old tweeted, during a visit to London's Science Museum, has she opened a new gallery. In sports, Sydney FC has punished the reigning A-League champions Brisbane Roar with a 2-0 win at Suncorp Stadium. Marquee striker Mark Yanko was on show for the Sky Blues, scoring a 35-metre volley in the 28th minute. The Austrian captain says he's feeling comfortable in his guest role.
It was a great team effort today. We made it very difficult for Brisbane to find some spaces in attacking third. So I did think that the whole team did a fantastic job.
The Western Sydney Wanderers' final leg of the Asian Champions League final gets underway tonight against Al Hilal at Parramatta Stadium. Curtly Beale has escaped termination at the Rugby Tribunal and is expected to join the Wallabies for the spring tour. The troubled playmaker has been slapped with a $45,000 fine for sending an offensive photo to his teammates. ARU boss Bill Pulver says he accepts the decision.
This has been a fair and independent process. However, it's clear there will be divided opinions on this sanction, and it may surprise some members of our community.
Pakistan heads into day four of the first test at none for 38 after dismissing Australia for 303. David Warner starred for the Aussies in Dubai with 133, no other batsman past 38. New South Wales has collected a 2-wicket win against Queensland in the domestic one-day cup. Five rookies will be unleashed in Australia's Four Nations opener with New Zealand tonight in Brisbane, and the Sydney Kings have continued their string of NBL losses with a one-point defeat to the Perth Wildcats. This is Macquarie National News. It's 26-7.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Early fog clearing for a sunny day. Tops 25 degrees on the coast, 33 in the west, partly cloudy tomorrow. Right now in the city, 19 degrees, humidity 91%. Winds from the northwest at 6 kilometres an hour. 18 degrees at Bankstown, 14 Campbelltown, 16 at Gosford, Penrith and Richmond.
It's our biggest race day of the week. So welcome to our biggest Racing HQ of the week. This is Racing HQ Saturday. Thanks to TAB and West End Mazda.
Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader, is home to all the Spring Carnival excitement.
And it's Sweet Idea, the leader. She's all out there. She's a length and a half clear to Catkins and Girl Guide and Diamond Drill. Sweet Idea, she's running on empty. Girl Guide's coming at her, but Sweet Idea, she's too good. Avoid Lightning down the outside with She's Clean, Rose of Choice at the 100. Avoid Lightning's coming with Brook Road. Avoid Lightning over the top. She went crack. Avoid Lightning's won it from Brook Road.
A carnival full of stars. Stay in touch with your spring stars on Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturday. Here's your host, Andrew Bensley.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to WS Cox Plate Day. And, of course, we're racing out at Rose Hill today for Man of League's Cox Plate Race Day. It's Saturday, October 25. And just when you thought, what's happening with racing, we get a thrilling finish like last night. I went to bed and I think I'd still dreamt of it. That's how big it was last night with Lank and Rupee winning the race. And then surviving two protests over the next 45 minutes, basically. It went for, well, 35 minutes at least. The agony of it. Mick Price has got his Group 1 this campaign. He wants another one at Flemington with the Daly Classic. But what a thrilling race it was to have the group of horses. I mean, bounding the New Zealand mare finished last and only two lengths from the winner. Buffering ran seventh and was beaten 0.6th of a length. It was just a thrilling race to listen and watch last night, and we're going to talk about it, obviously. Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser will join us after 7 o'clock. We'll see who we can grab between now and 7, but Lank and Rupee holding on, first of all, to victory over the line from, Famous Seamus. Didn't it come late, bursting between horses? It was just a magnificent race to watch. It promised to be, and who knows what will happen in the Daly Classic when we get to that in a couple of weeks' time at Flemington. Righto, let's talk about today. We're going out to Rose Hill first up, and Chris Toogood's joining us. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew.
Don't know whether you stayed up and watched it, mate, but if you didn't, you missed one hell of a race.
No, I did actually miss it, and I've heard that it was quite an exciting race.
Yeah, you need to get the replay, Chris. It was just extraordinary how many horses finished across the line. Mate, how are conditions out at Rose Hill?
Yeah, the weather's fine. Very foggy here at the moment, which they predicted, and it's supposed to be a nice, fine, sunny day, 29 degrees, and possible the slight chance of a thunderstorm this evening.
All right, so let's hope that's tonight.
That's it, yep.
Yep. So, good three?
Yeah, and the penetrometer 4.54. We put 2 mils of irrigation on yesterday, just to keep it around that mark, and all looks good for today.
Okay, so sounds pretty simple. As you say, that fog is all around Sydney, so drivers just take it easy, put your lights on and be careful. Good three, 4.54, and where's the rail today, given that we haven't been there for a while, Chris?
Yeah, we put it out for 6 metres, and we'll go back to the normal position for next Saturday.
Okay, so 6 metres today, and I know you've verti drained it since the last time we were there.
No, that's right, Andrew. We've done that about 3 weeks ago, and it just helps with the, when you get them heavy rains and that, gets rid of some of the moisture through the profile, and if you build up a bit of a hard pan underneath there, and that should keep us in good stead.
Righto, well, sounds like it's going to be a beauty out there, 29 degrees and plenty to go out there and watch the Cox Plate on the big screen there, the Man of League Cox Plate Race Day. It's a tradition now this day, and TAB Reward members receive free entry to Rose Hill Gardens today out there as well. Good on you, Chris. Enjoy today.
Thanks, Andrew. You too.
Marty Simon, the race last night. He hasn't had too many hours sleep, like many of us. Marty, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. What a race it was, the Manicato.
Oh, it was a ripper. I've never seen a finish like it for a long while, I can tell you that. It was a great night, and probably deserving of the finish that we had, I suppose.
Yeah, no, it was a magnificent build-up, and the finish and then the protest hearing was so dramatic. Now, your boys have done a bit overnight. First of all, you've done some watering.
Yeah, we put on 4 mil of irrigation overnight. That started going on about 11 o'clock last night and was finished by a bit after 1:30. So It's got a fair bit of moisture in it. I mean, I've called it a good three this morning, Andrew, but it's probably just on that dead four range. So instead of calling it dead four now, we're going to be a good three by race time. I'm happy to call it that now at 6:30 in the morning, and we'll go from there. But the boys will move the rail in about the next half hour. They'll start that, and that'll be done by lunchtime.
Okay, so it goes from the true to the 3 metres. Someone asked me this morning, Marty, was this done last year?
We've done it the last 3 years, actually, okay. Bruce. Andrew, we've what's happened is we plan to go 2 metres for every meeting, and we check what the field sizes are because the field size is impacted by 2 and 3 metres.
Yep.
And when the field sizes aren't impacted, we just go at that extra metre, put them on fresh ground, and then we have an even day's racing for the Saturday as well.
Yep, okay. So it's worked with success in the last little while. Have you done a penno this morning, Marty?
Yeah, I did, 4.50, which is right on borderline dead four and good three. 4.9 is a good three. So, like I said, it has a fair bit more moisture in it because of the root strength and the way the track is. It just come up that little bit tighter on the penno. But, yeah, I'm confident it's a genuine probably dead four now, but it'll be a good three by 1:15.
Okay. Yeah, a relatively late start there at 1:15 today. Thanks, Marty. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a good day yourself.
Thanks, mate. We can tell you one of the key scratchings this morning out of the program is Goldian. The Godolphin three-year-old has come out of the Dilmar Vase. We'll get some news on that. We can now tell you, because I'm getting an update from the stable, unfortunately, Goldian has had a few coughs this morning. They'll let the dust settle before determining plans. So not too sure, you know, the horse had options certainly at Flemington, but it has come out this morning due to a few coughs at the Flemington stable. So Goldian out, race 7, number 8. Dave Anderson joins us at Kembla. Morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Is it foggy there?
There's been a little bit of fog around. It's burnt off at the moment, Andrew. It's an absolutely beautiful day.
Yeah, that's good.
Fantastic.
All right, so a fine day. How's the rating?
Yeah, we've got a good three this morning, Andrew, with the rail back in the true position. It was in the 6 metre mark last meeting. It hasn't been in there since the 9th of September, so it's a really nice fresh pad of grass.
Righto, so good pad there, and fine weather right through the day. Plenty of people should get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, it should be a cracking day over here, Andrew.
All right, good luck. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dave Anderson there with the very latest. I should have given you the early scratchings for Rose Hill before we move on. There's 8 of them at the moment. Race 3, number 3, Campanology, and 5, Hasten, 3 and 9 out of the third. Race 4, number 1, Amen has come out on Vets. Race 4, number 1. Race 5, number 3, Nelamos, number 3. Race 6, 9, Cadiro, and 13, Shiraz, 9 and 13. Race 7, 5, Drago, number 5, and race 8, 15, Stay Scum, number 15. Good three, as we know, out at Rose Hill. Jim Roberts joins us in Brisbane. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Given it's only a quarter to six there, how's the day going to be?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a lovely day. Not a cloud in the sky at the moment.
Yeah. And how's the track?
Yeah, very good. I've got it a good three at the moment. Poured plenty of water in it through the week. We had no rain in sight. I don't know when it's going to rain. It's bloody been a dry month, I can tell you.
Yeah, okay.
Got a lovely... We've moved the rail back into 1 metre.
Right.
Got a lovely cushion of grass inside, so... Should be quite fine as a racing service.
All right, so fine, a good three, and the rail back into the 1 metre for Doomben today. And some big prize money news there on Thursday, so it's an exciting future for racing in Brisbane.
Yes, absolutely. It's long overdue, I guess you could say.
Yep, but
very good for the future racing in Queensland.
Yeah, certainly is, no doubt about that, with a $2 million Stradbroke coming up. Thanks, Jim. Good luck today.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks, mate.
Morfordville Park's run in Adelaide. The early report is fine and a dead four. Fine and a dead four at this stage for Morfordville Park's. Repeating, one of our key early scratchings this morning is Goldian. We can tell you the horse has coughed a little bit this morning, and they're going to just wait for a day or two before they decide the plans. That's the news from John O'Shea this morning at Godolphin. We'll take a break. Tony Brazel, Steve Hewlett. We'll go to Geelong to get an update on some Melbourne Cup horses, all between now and 7. And
hi, punters. James Cummings here. homeofracing.com.au, powered by the New South Wales Trainers Association, is the place to go for your carnival news. Straight from the horse trainer's mouth.
Reports from respected journalist Craig Young, spring carnival updates, breeding news and Asian racing makes this website a must.
This carnival, check out homeofracing.com.au and stay ahead of the game.
homeofracing.com.au.
Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre have red-hot deals on all new Fuso Canter factory tippers with class-leading tear weight, a limited slip diff, 30,000-kilometre service intervals and a multimedia system including maps. The Fuso factory tipper range is a class above the rest. So buy a new Fuso factory tipper before the end of the year and you not only get that for a great price, but also you score 4.95% finance rate. Now that's a lot of bang for your truck. Head into Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre near Narellan to test drive your new Fuso Canter factory tipper today. Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre. They're at stmc.com.au.
Massive week for racing, but an even bigger week for the Punters Show boys. There they are, selected four winners, including Admire Acti at $12, giving a huge 230% return. $20 on each tip, and you would have walked away more than $200 in front for the day. They have now won seven from the last 8 weeks. Go to wonderfollow.com.au and hit There They Are to get these expert selections for just $10. Another winning product from wonderfollow.com.au.
The new kid on the block, Darren Potter, continues to absolutely smash them. Last week, Darren produced another huge set of results for his Punters Show followers and is averaging 100% profit on turnover for the carnival. To get Darren's assessments and staking plans for Moonee Valley today, go to puntershow.com.au. Also available, Warren Huntley's Mounting Yard Mail, Peter Lawrence's set, and of course, Vince Accardi's race speed profiles. Go get them today for Moonee Valley at puntershow.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by TAB. It's betting season at TAB. Special trifecta offer available on the Cox Plate today. Find out more at your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile.
Tony Brazel's joining us at 14 to 7. Morning, Tony.
Good morning to you, Hoss, and a wonderful race day.
It will be a great race day. What about the Manicato, mate?
Yeah, who won, Hoss?
Oh, you're kidding me. You stayed up. Unbelievable. I just can't. As I said earlier, I think I went to bed and I dreamt of it. That's how the impact of it was. It was just thrilling to watch the race and then, of course, all the protest stuff. It was high drama.
It was like the final of the 100 metres at the Olympic Games at the finish.
It was a great race. Let's hope it continues today. What have you found for us for trial fancies? You've got a couple at Rose Hill?
Yeah, we'll just fine-tune it to Rose Hill, Hoss, and I think we'll have to go with an all-upper here because the first one's going to be pretty short, but I just thought we'd tip him because he is a pretty good young horse, this. Race 2, tab number 5, Furnaces, having his first run for Johnny O'Shea and Team Godolphin by Exceeding Excel, who's, of course, been terrific with the top two-year-olds over the last couple of seasons. Overreach won the Golden Slipper, and we had Earthquake last year, almost won the Golden Slipper. So here's another one, and only time we've seen it in a trial was 2 weeks ago at Warwick Farm. Just flew out and crossed the field, drew a little bit deep. It wasn't a big field, but had no trouble getting across. And, James McDonald was basically swinging onto him all the way down the home straight. Won by three and clocked terrific time from the family of Summoned, who was one of the great broodmares of the Aussie turf. She threw Zetatave and Alanon and Zetagal. So a lot of fast horses from this family. And sure looks the one, I thought. Pretty short, but that's the first leave out all up, Hoss. Race 2, tab 5, Furnaces.
Righto, Ty England taking the ride there with a few jocks, of course, in Melbourne. That's race two, number 5. Where's the other one at Rose Hill?
Yeah, whatever we get out of this, we just throw on Underestimation. Race 7, tab number 12. First up from a spell for Tony McAvoy. Now, he's had two trials lately. Proven fresh, he's already a first-up winner. But the first trial, he ran third at Gawler in late September, chased home Hucklebuck. He's come out with a big win since, and this horse just cruised down the straight. There was plenty of petrol in the tank. And much the same story at Hawkesbury 12 days ago. Second to Famous Seamus in a trial, beaten just under two lengths. And Fame Shames went terrific, but I tell you what, this horse went just about as good, I thought. So presenting in this race, he does look well suited. Race 7, number 12, Underestimation, Jason Collett steers.
Yeah, that's good form line anyway with Famous Shamers last night, isn't it? To even through a trial. Rose Hill, the two there for Tony Brazel. Race 2, number 5, and that is Furnaces. And Race 7, number 12, Underestimation for Tony McAvoy and Jason Collett. We'll see you on the telly, I think, from 10:30.
Yeah, 10:30. You got it, Hoss.
We'll see you then, mate. You have a good day. Thanks. Tony Brazel there from Sky Racing. Steve Hewlett from Radio TAB's up next. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Good morning, everyone.
I'm saying it to everybody, mate. What about that Manicato?
Yeah, it was amazing, wasn't it? The interference. I was just watching the replay again this morning to try and, you know, spot the hard luck stories, but probably too many to mention. But even buffering, he was turned sideways in the early metres. But it was good just to see them finish in a big line, however, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it certainly was. I think the only person who wasn't happy was one Greg Miles, but it was just an unbelievable finish. And as I say, we're going to talk about it more through the morning. Steve, we've got a fine day there for Doomben and a good three of the rail back into the 1 metre.
Yeah, we've actually got a heat wave on the way, Andrew. It's going to get really, really hot on Monday in the mid to high 30s. It's going to be warm today. I just hope the track plays, you know, reasonable. Sometimes you worry that it's just going to be on-paced, dominated at Doomben. But look, I'm coming up with Love Rocks. We're looking forward to seeing this guy back today. We thought he would be a major player during the Brisbane Winter Carnival, but he just suffered a setback. It wasn't major, but Steve Tregay didn't want to risk the horse. So it's been 44 weeks. We had a decent spell, but he's had two trials, and what was noticeable, he improved considerably from trial one back in April to his latest trial a few weeks ago in Toowoomba, where he bounded out of the gates. He led and he put a gap in them, defeated the handy mare there, Tukio, never off the bit and ran good time. So there's not a lot of speed in this race. He'll probably lead this afternoon, I would suggest, being fresh, and he looks too good for them. Andrew, Love Rocks, the 5-year-old this afternoon.
Okay, so that's Love Rocks. I'm just trying to pick up the race, Steve. Race 4, number 1. There it is. Trialled recently, as you say. Race 4, number 1, Love Rocks. Where's the other one?
And Miss Cover Girl, she was a bit friendless in the betting ring first up. She got out the 5.50. I think she needed the run and the fact that it was an on-pace dominated day, but I thought she did a terrific job. I actually thought she was handled quite well by Cassandra Smith. She was slow out by design. She was last, and then Cassandra rode for luck, and I thought she hit the line in a very solid manner. She meets the winner of that race, Amazade, much better at the weights today, about 3 kilos better. Look, on the proviso, they can run on today. James Ormond's got the sit. I'm sure Kelly Sweeter will tell him to ride this filly conservatively. Hopefully track something up wide with Cover coming to the turn. And as I said, I think she'll just overpower them. She's a pretty promising type Miss Cover Girl, race 5, number 3. I think she's ready to fire second up today.
Okay, so the two there are race 4, number 1, and race 5, number 3 for Doomben. You got a Cox Plate tip?
Oh, I just think Criterion, Andrew. I just think he's got the right profile for the race. And with the pace generated by the cleaner, I think he'll sit worse in midfield. I think he'd be really powerful late, Criterion.
Okay, Criterion there for David Payne and James McDonald taking the ride. Good on you, Steve. Enjoy today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Steve Hewlett from Radio TAB. We'll take a break and then we'll go to Geelong.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
It's betting season, punters. As we know, TAB has a fantastic bonus bet offer out on Cox Plate Trifectas. If you get two out of the three placings in the correct order, TAB will give you a bonus bet equal to your stake, up to $50 or equivalent TAB reward points. Head to tab.com.au, use your mobile, or go, of course, to your nearest TAB outlet today. Have a crack at a Cox Plate Trifecta, because it's time to go shopping at TAB.
Bringing you all the excitement of the Spring Carnival, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
Plenty happening, of course, around Melbourne with the Spring Carnival. This morning, Johnny Murtagh's pair for the Melbourne Cup, Mutual Regard and Royal Diamond, have galloped at Geelong just to get away from Werribee. Ross Coakley, who we've seen on Racing Retro with us, and he's there at Geelong this morning. Morning to you, Ross.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. Good to talk to you. Has the gallop happened?
Yeah, just literally, they're literally off the track now, so all good, all happy.
All right. Did they work together?
Yeah, Royal Diamond led them, just Mutual Regard tracked about three or four lengths behind, joined up the straight and just finished together well, so everyone seems pleased.
And is that the way you normally sort of do something with Mutual Regard, that let him sort of be the chaser in his work?
Well, Royal Diamond is an ideal lead horse. He's a strong traveller, so he sets up a piece of work nicely, and as I said, it suits Mutual Regard as well, so they're ideal companions in that sense. And the track was lovely, well watered ground, and I know everything went smooth, so I think everyone in the camp is happy.
And Ross, were they out there to sort of do time, or what sort of gallop was it?
No, it was just a nice even gallop, nothing too. You know, both of them came up on the bridles, but they went about a mile and a quarter, canted first, and then built it from there. So they got their bit of distance in, and as I said, they both finished together nicely, and got a bit in without overstrenuous. They're both, you know, they're both fit there. There's not much of a flow out of them, so I think it all went to plan.
We're about 9 or 10 days away from it. I know John will arrive during this week coming up, John Murtagh, the trainer, but all the reports seem to be pretty happy. Ross, you've been a happy lad since they got there.
Yeah, no, as I said, thankfully so far there've been no hiccups. It's been all plain sailing. So, look, it's still 10 days beforehand, so we're just hoping that things will stay the way they have been going, and if we get a clear passage in, hopefully arrive there on the day, and wish for the best then. Hope for the best.
And is that the final sort of main gallop of the horse, or do you give them one more, say, at Werribee?
No, we'll see how they come out of it. It's still 11 days beforehand, so there might be a thing of getting one little half sweet into them, but that will be it. And whatever they get, it will only be very, very small. Apart from that, it'll just be normal canters the whole way through.
Okay, and that's really what they're used to back home.
Exactly, yeah. We're just trying to keep the routine as they do at home, and that be it. So they're, as I said, they're fit horses, so they don't need too much work. And as it's been well documented, Mutual Regard goes into a race as well fresh. So the plan will be now just to eat fit. So the plan will just be to freshen them up and have them good on race day.
I'm not too sure. I can hear horses walking around behind you. Are the jocks off and gone, or are they just walking back in?
They're here as well. They're just talking to John Sadler there in the distance. So the horses are just I'm beside the horses, and the lads are just back by a good bit away. So I'm just here beside the horses here at the moment.
Understand. Well, mate, it's been great to talk to you this morning. Good luck. We'll stay in contact over the next 10 days.
That's brilliant. Thanks a million, Andrew.
Good on you, Ross. Ross Coakley there joining us, who has been looking after Mutual Regard and Royal Diamond since they arrived, about 3 weeks ago now, and it's been just a huge thrill for him. He wants actually to stay and ride here after the Melbourne Spring. Mick Price has joined us. Congratulations, Mick. A night of high drama.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks a lot.
Mate, I don't know whether you thought you were going to hold on down the straight when they were all coming, but then you got to the protest hearing. Were you confident as you could be?
100 to 1.
You thought you were gone?
No.
Oh, you thought
protest,
you were...
The protest getting upheld was 100 to 1.
Right, okay. Right, I understand. Okay. It was a night of high drama, though, wasn't it? Everyone had their say inside the stewards' room.
Oh, look, I think the stewards did a good job, you know, as a group one, and there was a lot of interference, and when you look at it frame by frame, there was, I don't know how many, four, five, six horses involved maybe. You know, they're shifting in, shifting out, checking. There was shifting from the inside, shifting from the outside. You know, then they had to go get Tegan Harrison. But it is a group one. I thought they were pretty thorough. I thought that they covered every base, and they were very professional about it. And well, the 20 people I spoke to, you know, in that short period of time, all were of the same opinion. You know, that it had no chance, but however, that's what the stewards are there for.
Yep. Mick, the way that Craig rode out, that you spoke to us yesterday on Sky Sports Radio, and basically said that was what you were keen for. So to hold on down the straight when they were all coming, he was very brave, Lincoln Rupee.
Wasn't he? Amazing. Especially, I thought there was maybe a little bit of, you know, hard fitness under pressure up the hill at Mooney Valley there. It is a tough 1,200, and you don't have to give Craig much ammo for him to put the foot down. he did have... we sort of... I don't usually ride the race around one horse, but I definitely wanted to ride it around buffering, just because Lincoln Rupee has a disadvantage getting around Mooney Valley, and I thought buffering has an advantage. So different down the straight, you know, we don't have to ride like that, and we didn't ride him like that in the Oakley Plate. But certainly last night, I just didn't want a repeat of what happened, you know, 28 days prior.
Yep.
So, yeah, look, he's very, very brave, the horse. You know, he's had a bit of check in 28 days. A couple of times we've had to miss a bit of work with him. But, yeah, amazing. Super performance.
All right, so off to the Daly Classic we go again, and probably meeting a similar group plus the Irish horse, Slade Power. It's going to be one hell of a test, but I guess for a change, you're going to be on a track that he can't wait to get back to.
It's going to be a ripper race because all those horses will turn up again. Like Terra Vista will probably be a better horse at Flemington. Chautauqua, you know, it's obviously a really promising straight six horse. I think it's going to be a ripper sprint, but I'll feel at least I'll be feeling more comfortable there. You know, I never felt comfortable about Mooney Valley, and I just think if he, you know, if Lincoln Rupee gets beat down the straight, well, he gets beat on his merits, doesn't he? You know, but yeah, it'll be a ripper race.
It will be, mate. Just before I let you go and we head off to the news here, have you got one out for our listeners at sort of any price today?
Oh, Tango's Daughter is a bit late in the day, but I think she's our best each-way chance there.
Okay, race 9, number 2. Well done, Mick. A lot of pressure going into last night,
Andrew.
And the team did you very proud.
Good on you. Appreciate
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Mick Price joining us there, the trainer of Lincoln Rupee.
Sky Sports Radio News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
I'm Bo Mitchum. An American nurse who contracted Ebola after treating a Liberian patient in Texas has been cleared of the deadly disease. Peter King reports.
Nina Pham is headed home.
I feel fortunate and blessed to be standing here today.
Doctors have declared Pham Ebola free. They released her from the National Institutes of Health Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland this morning.
I'm on my way back to recovery, even as I reflect on how many others have not been so fortunate.
Pham thanked her caregivers and singled out Ebola survivor Dr. Kent Brantley, who donated his plasma to help save her life.
Ebola vaccines could start in West Africa by December, with hundreds of thousands of doses potentially being rolled out next year. The World Health Organization has signaled its efforts to speed up the development and deployment of the experimental vaccines. Labor is confident of claiming victory in today's two by-elections in the Hunter. Voters will hit the polls to choose who will represent Newcastle and Charlestown in state parliament after Liberal MPs Tim Owen and Andrew Cornwell quit following revelations to ICAC. The coalition isn't putting up any candidates for the elections. Opposition leader John Robertson says his party has a positive vision for the future of the area.
Construction of a convention and exhibition centre, expansion of the art gallery, improving public transport and road networks in the Newcastle CBD and across the wider Hunter community.
Police are searching for a man who crashed his car and fled the scene in Penshurst. Witnesses say the sedan left the road and hit the fence of a property on Railway Parade around 10:30 last night before the driver got out and ran away. He's described only as being of Asian appearance and wearing dark coloured clothing. Russia's president has accused the US of undermining the global world order. Vladimir Putin has identified the wars in Iraq, Libya and Syria as examples of botched US policies that have led to chaos. He's also accused the West of ignoring what he calls Russia's legitimate interests in Ukraine. Mosques around the country are throwing open their doors today as part of National Day of Unity. Muslim leader Dr. Jamal Rifi says it's a chance to show everyone that we're all on the same side.
We're trying to show the real Muslims in Australia and show them what the function of the mosque and that we are a moderate people, we are middle-of-the-road people, and extremism is not part of what we are preaching.
A student has opened fire at a US school, injuring as many as six people before killing himself. And the state's roads minister wants penalties for law-breaking cyclists to mirror those for motorists. In finance news, the Dow Jones up 112 points, the Nasdaq's up 18, $1 buying 87.99 US cents. In sport, Curtly Beal has been fined $45,000 for sending an offensive text message to a Wallaby staffer. But ARU boss Bill Pulver says he won't be suspended following last night's tribunal hearing.
This decision means that Curtly Beal will be eligible for selection for the Qantas Wallabies effective immediately.
Sydney FC sits on top of the A-League ladder after a 2-0 win over the Roar in Brisbane. Roar coach Mike Mulvey has told Fox Sports a wonder strike from Mark Yanko in the first half break the reigning champions' backs.
Mark Yanko is a wonderful player. He's the captain of his country, Austria. And, you know, they're a quality side, and he proved that with the goal that he scored. So that made it very difficult when we went 1-0 behind.
The Melbourne derby between City and Victory is today's only game. Australia has some serious work to do after stumps on day three of the first test against Pakistan in Dubai. The Aussies were bowled out for 303 despite a century from David Warner. Pakistan resumes today at none for 38 with a lead of 189. This is Macquarie National News. It's 4.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Early fog clearing for a sunny day. Tops 25 degrees on the coast, 33 in the west, partly cloudy tomorrow. Right now in the city, 19 degrees, humidity 91%. Winds from the northwest at 6 kilometres an hour. 18 degrees at Bankstown, 14 Campbelltown, 16 at Gosford, Penrith and Richmond.
It's our biggest race day of the week. So welcome to our biggest Racing HQ of the week. This is Racing HQ Saturday. Thanks to TAB and West End Mazda.
Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader, is home to all the Spring Carnival excitement.
Contributor goes away from Noble Protector, Jack and Obey, Honorius and Sign Off. Contributor striding along strongly, a length and a half in front of Noble Protector, and Contributor Too Good.
Rising Romance at the 100 by about a length and a half, and Maya Recti mows her down. And Maya Recti raced up to Rising Romance. They come to the line, and Maya Recti in the last stride beat Rising Romance, a photo third.
A carnival full of stars. Stay in touch with your spring stars on Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturday. Here's your host, Andrew Bensley.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Cox Plate Day. Looking forward to watching all the action unfold at Moonee Valley. But, of course, for us, we're out at Rose Hill for Manor League's Cox Plate Race Day. As a part of this day, TAB Reward members receive free admission today. But looking forward to money being raised for the Manor League Foundation out there today. As we've told you at the start of our show, the track's a good three at Rose Hill. Bit foggy around Sydney this morning, but it's a good three. Penetrometer 4.54. It's going to be a sunny afternoon and a top of 29. 2 millimetres of water was sprayed on the track yesterday, and the rail is at 6 metres. Moonee Valley, they're moving the rail out this morning from last night's True out to Cox Plate Day, 3 metres. They put 4 millimetres of rain on the track after the meeting last night. Track's
going to be a good three for the first race, and as I say, that rail is going to be at 3 metres. Kembla Grange, a fine day there, good three in the rail, true. Doomben, fine and a good three, the rail at 1 metre, and Morfordville Parks, it's fine and a dead four for the meeting on the inside track. We'll go through some early scratchings in a moment. Let's welcome in, first of all, Ron Duffersey. Still getting over the Manicato finish, Ron?
Yeah, unbelievable, Andrew. You know, to think, you know, half a length could cover, you know, seven or eight horses. And so many unlucky, hard luck tails in the race. Like, obviously, Lincoln Rupee did all the work and toughed it out. And then you got Angelic Light and Famous Seamus, who both got put out of play early. Rebel Day never got balanced to finish off. Terra Vista, he got a big bump at the start. It's his first way, time round that way, and Under Lights at the tight turning track. And he was another one that was just stargazing, and big excuses for him. And then you look at a horse like Moment of Change, just sits four deep, five deep the whole way, and gets beat less than a length. And Iconic held up, you know. So it was an incredible race. I don't want to boo Santa, though. Look, there was two other 1,200-metre races on the night, one by, I think, Fast and Rocking and Tortine, who run faster time than that race. So, maybe it's something Michael could look at and make sure those times are right before I start bagging the race. Chautauqua will go. If those times are right, Chautauqua will just walk past this lot.
Well, and the Irish horse Slade Power's sort of going to sneak in there.
Well,
without
brings
much,
him in, brings him in with some sort of chance. You know, I was thinking he's got no hope of beating these sprinters, but looking at the way that race unfolded last night, if we want to use that as a form line, it's opened the door.
Okay. Well, Mike Fraser does join us. Morning, Mike.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Look, Ronnie, I didn't get quite all of those comments from you. Can I just get the one for Terra Vista?
Well, I just thought the one...
I was gigging you. Yeah. What a race.
Yeah, it was terrific.
What a race, yeah. I was on Rebel Dane, and he didn't... He got a good run in transit, missed all that interference, but he just had no luck for the last, 400 metres of the race, and when he got his splits, the race was all over. But as a spectacle, couldn't get a better race to watch.
Exactly.
No, it was a great race. I tell you, while we're talking about it, let's go to a trainer who... Well, I think he's still looking for a run. Tony McAvoy. Morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
What a race.
What a race. Yeah, incredible. Yeah, my horse has run 10th, I think, or 9th or 10th, and got beat a length and a half and probably didn't get every chance, you know. So what I took from the race is that it justified running him, and he's really coming of age, my horse.
Yeah, he just got hampered on the turn there, Tone, and never could get his momentum up until it was too late.
No, that's right, Ron. Like, coming to the 450, he really had plenty of horse under him, but platelet outside of him just laid on him and made it too difficult, and he could never get his rhythm. He never, ever got to his top. So it was a very good run.
Before we get on to today's runners, big memory, how's he pulled up from the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, really good, Ron. Really good. He's come through the race unaffected, hasn't left a note, and is training on really strongly.
Okay. And where do you go, Tony? You got to run in the Lexus?
Look. I'm heading towards the Cup. I'm not sure. We'll know more on Monday how far away I am, Andrew. And yeah. I'd really, if he did look like getting in the Cup, I'd prefer to run in the McKinnon. But if I'm forced, I'll need to run in the Lexus.
Okay. And does Iconic go down the straight with the similar group again in the Derby?
Yeah, that's to be decided. We didn't make a decision in the heat of the moment last night. But look, there's a race on three of the 4 days down the straight, and we've just got to choose which one.
Okay.
One runner in Sydney left, Underestimation. His form was exposed, but by gee, I was taken with that Hawkesbury trial behind Famous Seamus Stone.
Yeah, I was too, Ron, and as was Josh Parr, who rode him. He trialled super, and Famous Seamus was an enormous performance last night. So I don't think he can be going any better going into today.
Okay. Have you had him all the way through?
I've had him... he's had one preparation with me, one first up for me, last preparation at his first run for me. And, so he's been with me all this prep as well.
What sort of racing pattern has he got?
He can hold a spot. He's drawn beautifully there today, Ron. I haven't seen scratchings where he comes into, but look, he'll sit in the first three or four, and he travels on the back of a good speed, and the speed looks okay in the race. So He'll be run of the race sort of run.
Okay, and fit enough to win.
Oh, no, he's ready to win, absolutely. The distance first up for him is perfect, and he's had two trials, and he's ready to go.
A couple of runners in Melbourne, risen from doubt. How's he come on?
Yeah, come on a lot from Adelaide. He needed the run in Adelaide, Ron, and he was a bit stiff, getting runs in the straight, but ran very well, and he's really peaked. His skin's come up, and he's really improved. So I'm hoping he'll get around Moonee Valley. He's a big action horse, but he's ready to run very well today.
And race 5, Loire, he looks to be going better than ever.
Yeah, I believe so. He just second up at Cranbourne, Ron. His run just ended at the 200. And whilst the winner there interfered with him, we just felt he emptied out before that. Damien coming into the straight, Damien thought he was going to win for sure. So he's trained on very well. It's brought him to his top, and he's ready to fire today.
You got nice runners at Kembla and Adelaide. Can you tip us a winner out of that? Out of your runners there?
Look, a real horse to follow is Streaming By, Ron. He's a stayer. Did a big job to win a maiden at Hawkesbury, and then I ran him in an 1800 on the Kenzo, and he just found that track a bit too sharp for him.
Yeah.
Second up. Down in class, out to the mile and a half. He's a horse for your listeners to follow, not only this time, but certainly next year.
I'm desperate to back Sismo in the Sale Cup on Sunday, but can you give me a push there?
Yeah, the horse is super. His final bit of work at Hawkesbury before he travelled down here to Melbourne was of group standard. He's travelled to Melbourne very well. He's very stimulated this morning here at Flemington. Awkward draw, but Sales, the tempo looks pretty good. It's a fair track, and I've got a high-class rider. So I'm happy to push you forward there.
Beauty.
Do you want any more, Ron? You want one
for
next Thursday?
I'm just thinking in case I get into trouble today, I've got something to get out of trouble on Sunday. Andrew, it's the tale of the punter.
No, exactly. No, I thought you might have been sitting a China doll by midday tomorrow. But anyway,
I can still have a bet from there.
Good on you, Tony. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks.
And we should mention Streaming By is in race 5 at Kembla today. Ron, in the 2,400 metres, Grant Buckley takes the ride, barrier 4. So
yep,
that's the story there. Just before Gay Waterhouse joins us, Rose Hill, those early scratchings, there's 8 of them at the moment. Race 3, number 3, Campanology, and 9, Hasten, 3 and 9. Race 4, number 1, Amen has come out. Race 4, number 1. Race 5, 3, Nalamos, number 3. Race 6, 9, Cadiro, and 13, Shiraz, 9 and 13. Race 7, 5, Drago, number 5. And Race 8, number 15, Stay Scum, number 15. So they're the 8 earlies. Amen, Ron, coming out on vet certificate last night. So
that sounds unfortunate, that one, because he has had a history of, obviously, the tendon.
Yeah, we'll try and find out.
Hopefully it's nothing too serious.
And the other important one that I mentioned earlier was Goldian out of the Dilmar Vase at Moonee Valley. It's coughed a few times this morning, and they're just going to let the, as they say, the dust settle before they make a decision. He's a $13 chance in next Saturday's Victoria Derby, so we'll keep an eye on that over the weekend. But race 7, number 8, Goldian, is one of the key earlies for Melbourne. Gay Waterhouse joins us. Good morning, Gay.
Good morning, and how are you all?
Very well indeed. Well, it's a race steeped in history, the Cox Plate, and to get 2 3-year-olds into it, it's a big push for the stable on how these horses are going.
Yeah, well, they really are. I was just looking at them this morning, Max, and watching them work around at Flemington, and they just look so well, all the horses. You know, Al Milad was so skittish and fresh, and the boy that rides him, Troy, said he hasn't felt like this since the Amy Vase. Now, it's a big step up from the Amy Vase to the Cox Plate, but he has won at this track, and he's a young horse that's very fresh.
How do you see this race being run, and where do you see your 3-year-olds in the running, Gay?
I don't know. I've sort of got to think about this in the next few hours. Mm-hmm. I haven't committed to a plan, and I've left it very much open. You know, Wanjana was a horse that used to race on the speed in Sydney and now seems to have been back of the field in his last 3 runs since coming to Victoria. You know, I couldn't be happier with or was like Alma Ladd, he might just jump and put himself right there, mightn't he, you know?
Mm. Yeah. You got Liberty's Choice in race six. Nice run in the Epsom. How's he settled into to Melbourne?
Yes. Well, he's settled in very well, and he's a lovely colt, and he's raced all over Australia, you know, down the east coast. He's raced from Sydney to Brisbane, Brisbane back to Sydney, and then down to Melbourne now, to Flemington, and to Moonee Valley today. He's very happy. He looks good. I thought a very hard race. I didn't think he was without a chance.
Okay, Duccio in race seven. He's got form around Hampton Court and preferment.
Yes, he is, but unfortunately I'm just lost in the process of scratching him this morning.
What's happened?
I know. And I was going to give him as my best bet. I know.
So obviously there's a problem. Can you?
Yes, well, you know, just trotting him up, I'm just not 100% happy with him. And, you know, I'd love to have him in the race, but it's not to be.
That's
so unfortunate. There with those two horses out there, that makes it a much more open betting market, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Mm.
In Sydney, you've got Centurio resuming in the first. He's had two trials. What do you think of this colt?
I've got a lot of chances, of course. I thought he had a terrific winning chance. He's been in work a long time. His trials have been good. I can't fault him. I think he'll run enormous.
Brooklyn, the two-year-old, the Blinkers may put his mind back on things.
Well, you think so? Look, they're umming and ahhing. Should they scratch him this morning because of his barrier? I can't understand anyone scratching a horse because of their barrier, but everyone's different, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
Spur Tonic off a long spell. How's he going?
Look, he's an older horse coming back from a spell. He's done very well. His trials have been good. He looks amazing, absolutely looks amazing, and he'll run a very nice race.
And you've got two horses resuming in the last, Almighty Charge and King Cobia. Can you split these two?
Yes, both are older horses. Both are working well. Kincobia, I thought, was probably a slightly better chance. I find with Almighty Charge, he usually needs a run or two, but he certainly looks fantastic, and his work and trials have been good.
Okay. Well, to put in your words, Gay, you've got plenty of cups. Let's hope you get a saucer to go with them today.
Yeah, well, don't forget us at the provincials today. I thought we had a great chance at Kembla with high profile.
Which one?
High profile in race three at Kembla. I thought he would win that.
Beautiful.
Nice horse, son of High Shaft. He'll go terrific.
He's debuting for you today.
Yep.
Now, I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but guys, Ron and Mike and listeners, I interviewed Gay last night on a Melbourne radio station, and Gay brought up in the interview that yesterday you tried to just sharpen up Alma Ladd a little bit, Gay.
Yeah, what have we got? It seems about a million years ago. Andrew, you have to remind me.
Well, you told me that you tried to jump Alma Ladd over a couple of hurdles yesterday.
Yes, a little monkey went the other way.
So he jumped one and then that was it.
Oh, he didn't want to have a bar of it. No, he did not. He said, forget that, baby. So he's very much a man of his own mission, you know, and the lady trainer has no say in the equation. He's always been like that, too. Right from when he was a young horse.
Well,
so,
let's hope
at least he's consistent.
Yeah, no, exactly. Good luck today, Gay. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Gay Waterhouse there, running through all of the hopes, and high profile is one to include there, which is race three, number four. Grant Buckley is riding that one too, Ron. So he could have a good day down there if the trainers are right.
We might back him in the Kembla Jockeys Challenge.
That might be the go. There's always something, isn't there, Ron?
There's always an angle.
Yes, there is. Now, Mike, after the break, we'll come back. I want to get some thoughts from you on the Cox Plate. We've got Lloyd Williams joining us at 7:30. Straight after that, Chris Waller. So key interviews to come for Melbourne and Sydney. It's 23 after 7.
One of the biggest days of the spring racing carnival is Cox Plate Day at Moonee Valley. It's pretty big at Armidale too. Armidale Jockey Club's Cox Plate Day meeting has great racing and always draws the crowds. Be amongst it all at Armidale today.
Emirates Park Stud, where breeding excellence has been a tradition since 1989. Now standing, champion stallions from $6,000 to $25,000 from some of the greatest families in the stud book, including Fall Aspen, Canny Lass, Best in Show and Lassie Deer. Want good value and excellent service? Call Brian Carlson to discuss your matings on 0415 275 885.
Albury Racing Club has more tab racing for you today. Albury's Cox Plate Race Day is a matinee meeting. First race, 10 past 12. There'll be live music in the beer garden and all the feature racing from Moonee Valley. So, see you at Albury today.
Massive week for racing, but an even bigger one for the Punters Show, boys. There they are. Selected four winners, including Admire Racti at $12, giving a huge 230% return. $20 on each tip, and you would have walked away with an extra $200. They've now won seven of the last 8 weeks. Go to onetofollow.com.au and hit There They Are to get their expert selections for just $10. It's another winning product from onetofollow.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by TAB. It's betting season at TAB. Special trifecta offer available on the Cox Plate today. Find out more at your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile.
24 minutes after 7, repeating Ducio to come out of the Dilmar Vase. Goldian is already out of that race, so it certainly does change the complex of that. Taylor Marshall's about to join us, but first, Mike, just in regard to the Cox Plate, we know how the cleaner races. Stephen Arnold said to me during the week, we'll ride to the tempo that best suits the horse from the start to that first turn. It's going to be interesting to see if anything sort of gets to try and get that trail behind the cleaner.
Well, I think the two horses that are principally going to tag up behind him would be Side Glance and Al Malad. And then, you know, the two Sydney horses from the Waller Yard, I think Royal Descent from the Waller Yard and Faulkner from Lloyd Williams Yard will probably sit in behind those. But I think he just cruises across at his own leisure. There's nothing that can really apply any pressure to him, and it's who jumbles up behind him? They're the two I've got, Side Glance and Al Malad.
And Ron, it'll be interesting just when that pressure goes on from the cleaner, just who reacts the first one. I guess you don't want to be the first to really take the rest of the group up.
Yeah, look, this is a strange race. Everyone's getting into a false sense of security that the cleaners are going to be a vogue off and gone. Mm. He will not. He will not. He will go through the first 1,000 metres in this race at a speed that that could be a little ridiculous, in fact. But the thing he will do, he won't wait. Once he's had his 400 or 500 metre rest,
he'll be off.
He'll gradually up the tempo and just try and take some of this ping out of some of these horses. But some of these blokes on these horses will just want to just find their positions and not like do a buffering and hand up to him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, I don't like the horse, but if the track races like it did last night, I might like him a little bit with 6 or 7 leaders won. Yep. But an intriguing battle, but some of these blokes, you know, want to realise they're in a race and not just hand up to the cleaner because he's not a walker.
They don't want to make the assumption that he's going to turn it up, do they?
No, well, especially when you leave a horse alone and let him go, you know, 13 to the furlong for 1,000 metres, because that's when he will reel off that 1,000-metre sprint and probably he's got as good a 1,000-metre sprint as anything in this race.
Let's go to Taylor Marshall. One day he'd love to ride in a WS Cox Plate. I reckon I'm right there, Taylor.
Yeah, exactly right, guys. How are you? Good?
Yeah, very well indeed. I don't know where you'll be when the Cox Plate is on, but you learn from these big Group 1 races.
That's exactly right. You've got top-class horses and top-class riders to learn from. And that's right. That's how you improve, by watching the best riders and working at different aspects of your own game. But, yeah, great racing.
Are you still very light?
Still naturally very comfortable, which is a positive. Don't really have to keep a strict weight diet or anything, so makes life a lot easier when you're seeing a few of the other boys doing a tough race day.
You wouldn't get a chance to put on too much weight because Ron would keep you pretty busy at the track.
Yeah, that's right, you're always flat out, so don't get a chance to have a lunch break or anything, so no, he keeps you on your toes, which is good.
You got a few rides for Ron today. Intimate Moment, she's up to 2,000 metres, how's she going?
Yeah, I'm actually very familiar with this horse. I ride all of her work, so that's going to work in my favour. Step Up in Distance, I think, will suit. She's the type of horse that works through her gears and will appreciate a bit of ground. She usually settles midfield to back, and I think if we can have a similar run today, she should run well.
Monton, well, the scratching of the horse that beat you the other day, Omen, he's certainly comes into this race now with the extra 100 metres.
Yeah, that's right. I think it takes a bit of speed out of the race with the top weight advance and he's being scratched. I think today we'll stride forward on Monton. He's a type of horse and you've got to keep in a nice rhythm and get him to relax. He can begin well and he begins and gets there on his own accord. So, like I said, just the key to him is keeping him in a nice rhythm and make sure he's travelling well. And if he can do the, if he can replicate last run, I think he'll be right in there today.
He's a horse that we know that can race on the speed. Would you be scared to lead on him today with a big weight? Obviously, there's not much speed in it.
No, there's not on paper. Obviously, I have to sum up the race after the first furlong based on how he begins. But if circumstances permit and he's left with the lead, I wouldn't be disappointed.
Okay. Now, Alberto Magic, race 6. He's a speedy type with a good record.
Yeah, that's right. I rode him last start. There's not much of him. He's only a slight build, but if we can, there seems to be genuine speed in the race. If we can just have him in behind the speed and just have the last sort of crack at them, let him finish off the race, I think that's the best way to ride him.
And Boss Lane in the last, he's back to his best this preparation, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. He's horse racing with a lot of confidence and it's proved in his last couple of runs he's put it all together and similar to Monton, just got to keep him in a nice rhythm. He can be a bit erratic on at times, but, he's going a little bit awkward, but if we can work our way across and stride forward, hopefully we get a bit of luck and he can replicate what he's been proving on the track.
All right, beautiful.
All right, well, good luck with them all, Taylor. I hope there's a winner there.
Thanks a lot for that, guys.
Good on you. Thanks, Taylor. Taylor Marshall joining us there. We're just waiting for scratchings to become interim, but there's been a few extras here in the last couple of minutes. Brooklyn has come out of race 2. I think Gay made the comment that there were a few owners nervous about the draw.
Yep.
So it's now come out, Brooklyn, race 2, number 1.
I think I'd be more nervous about Furnaces myself.
Yeah, yeah. I was just, I think what that's what she said anyway.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yep. And in race 6, Santa Donoshe has come out. Race 6, number 2. And Windjammer has come out as well. It had that query overnight, so it's come out as well. Windjammer, race 6, number 7. We'll go through all of the information for you shortly with Rose Hill. And just looking at Moonee Valley there at the moment, yeah, we can tell you that Duccio and Goldian are the two out of this race. Ron, you made a very good point earlier about the makeup of this Cox Plate, and I guess how the rival jockeys to the cleaner have got to be careful.
Yeah, well, you know, like I say, they'll all probably want his back or somewhere near him, someone tagging him into it. But if they all forget about him, there could be a little bit of trouble. But look, it's a big group one. I'm sure that the boys will be aware of this. They would have, you know, had looked at this race over and over again through their mind and on speed maps and whatever. But all I'm saying is I don't think the cleaner's going to come out. Stephen Arnold's not the type that's going to come out, slap this horse up and put him into overdrive from the 2,040 metre mark.
Yeah.
It'll be once they've all handed up to him and give him his own little rest up front, and then before they get to him, that's the time to quicken on a horse like him.
Well, let's go to Lloyd Williams, who has Faulkner in the race today. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Lloyd.
We're just talking about the makeup of this race with pace. You know, we know the cleaner's going to go forward and at some stage take up the lead, Lloyd, but the rival jockeys have got to be careful that they just don't let him sort of dictate terms.
Oh, he won't be. You know, Stephen's a very good judge of pace, so you couldn't have a better rider on him than Stephen Arnold. So, you know, he won't be going that hard, I wouldn't think. Stephen, you know, once you get around the half-mile corner, that's when Stephen will probably put his foot down.
Yep.
I guess Side Glance is going to go forward. Probably one of Gay's three-year-olds will probably go forward. And there'll be an unusual one that goes forward as well. Andrew, the Cox Plate's never run according to someone's speed map.
Yep.
That's for sure. The timing looks right for your tough horse here, Faulkner Lloyd.
Yeah, he's in good order, Ron. He's in good order. You know, we haven't done anything with him this morning apart from giving him a walk. He looks terrific up here. You know, we can't improve him at this stage. It's a matter of whether he's good enough, but he's in top shape. You know, does anyone wants to back him, there's certainly nothing wrong with him. It's just a matter of whether he has enough luck in the race and whether he's good enough.
That Caulfield Stakes form looks the form to the form
well,
line?
Generally, it's probably pretty good form. I think over the years, it's been fairly good. I remember I won the race about 30 years ago at 25-1. I think I ran fourth in the Cox Plate, but you know, it's generally a reasonably good form line. But you know, our horse is in good order, and you know, there's no improvement in him.
Well, what would your instructions be to Nick? Where would you like to see?
Oh, you know, we've trained this horse this time to be taking up a position, as you would have noticed, in the Craig Lee or the Maccabee Diva, as they call it now, and the Caulfield Stakes. You've noticed that we've bounced him out and had him closer to the speed than he used to race, and he'll continue to do that. He's got a nice barrier, so you know he'll be in the first three or four.
Is this the second best race in Australia?
It's probably the best race in Australia, is it?
Okay, so better than the Melbourne Cup.
Well, it's a different race, isn't it? You know, this is a championship type race, isn't it? You know, set weights race, weight for age race. But Melbourne Cup's a handicap, so different in that sense. You know, this is a quality race and always has been. It's a race that anyone who's a purist in racing wants to win. I've been trying to win it for 40 years, Ron.
Well, you nearly went
40 years ago. It is. I had my first runner in it.
Jeez.
So it ages you a bit, Ron.
I remember Mahogany, and I remember Zipping.
Three times Zipping in the placings.
Plus ran it in 74.
Has this been Faulkner's target all the way through? Is this the
race? Yes, it has. 51 weeks with had him planned for this race. One run in the autumn, and turned him out. Getting him ready for the Cox Plate.
Okay, what about the Melbourne Cup?
He'll run in the Melbourne Cup if he's fine. You know, if he pulls up well tonight, and you know he's okay during the week, he'll certainly run in the Melbourne Cup.
What's your thoughts on the Melbourne Cup this year?
Pretty open, I think. It's not as good as I've seen. You can see that from the weights. It's certainly not as good as it has been over the recent years. It's a more even sort of race. And
were you have you confirmed? I mean, you get through today with Faulkner, but are the Moons likely to go there?
Oh yeah, possibly. Yeah, just walking around there. Yeah,
just asking about the Moons.
The Moons, yeah, the Moons are likely to go. Yeah, the Moons are likely to go.
Yeah.
Sea Moon want to improve a bit on what he did last week, but he's a bit sore behind. So it's a matter of where we get him sharpened up.
Okay, and just finally, reading through that Caulfield Stakes form, do you feel Criterion, the one that threatened you late there, is the one to beat today, or what have you got in
there? I think there's 13 of them I'm worried about.
Fair enough. Good luck, Lloyd.
All right, thanks very much. Nice to talk to you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lloyd Williams joining us there, the owner of Faulkner, who Ron, 51 weeks of training and... Lloyd is sick and tired by the sounds of it of waiting for 40 years to win one.
Yeah, I thought the Melbourne Cup was the be-all and end-all for Lloyd, and I would have thought after last year's performing the Melbourne Cup, well, he'd be all eyes would be on the Melbourne Cup, but it's the Cox Plate, and he'll be awfully hard to beat.
Let's look at the scratchings for Rose Hill. It's foggy, very foggy around Sydney this morning, but a fine day coming up and 29 degrees. Good 3, Penetrometer 4.54, and the rail at 6 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 1, Brooklyn, number 1. Race 3, 3, Campanology, and 9, Hasten, 3 and 9. Race 4, number 1, Amen, number 1. Race 5, number 3, Nalamos, number 3. Race 6, Takeout 2, Santa Dinoche, 7, Windjammer, 9, Cadiro, and 13, Shiraz, 2, 7, 9, and 13. Race 7, number 5, Drago, number 5. And race 8, 15, Stay Scum, number 15. So a good 3. The rail at 6 metres for Rose Hill. We'll go through all of the other tab meetings for you in about 15 minutes. Looking at Melbourne, there's no additionals to the ones that we've given you, those key early ones this morning. Jamie Rogers joins us from Tabcorp. Morning, Jamie.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well indeed. The trifecta special today. What's happening with that?
Yeah, this is a great one. Now, if you have a trifecta on the Cox Plate today through your TAB account or TAB Rewards card, and if your bet loses but you get two of the three runners correct, you will get a bonus bet up to $50 or the equivalent TAB reward point. So a great one to get on today.
All right, so that's the trifecta. What about the jackpots?
Well, we do have a few jackpots on today. So the first one's a $25,000 first four jackpot on the last race at Rose Hill today. And then later on tonight, there'll be a $50,000 quaddie jackpot at Wentworth Park on races 5 to 8.
Okay, the Vic Peters semis are on there tonight. And you've got a couple of these racing extra markets around Rose Hill.
Yeah, we do. So the first one is, how many winners will Chris Waller train today at Rose Hill? And he has got seven runners in seven of the eight races. But then the favourite way is two at $2.35. And interesting enough that Blake Shin is on quite a few of his rides, and we have a special market for Blake Shin as well on how many winners he'll ride today at Rose Hill. Zero wins at $3, one win at $2.25, or you can take two or more at $2.80. So plenty happening at tab.com.au today.
You can go to the Racing Extra Markets for that, Racing Extras at tab.com.au. Duff, I won't mention the Star Stable because I simply don't want to embarrass you.
Oh, yeah, please.
Let's leave Star Stable.
God bless Admire Rackley. That's all I can say. God bless him. Thank you, Jamie. You have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Jamie Rogers from Marketing at Tabcorp. And in a moment, Chris Waller.
For some, shopping is an occupation. For me, it's a sport. Me and my mates talk about horses, not little black dresses. Spring Carnival is when we go shopping. And here's a great reason to shop at Tab today.
Have a trifecta on today's Cox Plate with your New South Wales Tab account or Tab Rewards card. And if it loses but two out of three placings are correct, you'll score a bonus bet up to $50 or equivalent Tab Rewards points. It's betting season. Time to go shopping at your local Tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
One of the biggest days of the Spring Racing Carnival is Cox Plate Day at Moonee Valley. It's pretty big at Armidale too. Armidale Jockey Club's Cox Plate Day meeting has great racing and always draws the crowds. Be amongst it all at Armidale today.
Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre has red-hot deals on all new Fuso Canter factory tippers with a limited slip diff, 30,000-kilometre service intervals and a multimedia system including maps. The Fuso factory tipper range is a class above the rest. So buy a new Fuso factory tipper before the end of the year and you won't just get a great truck at a great price. You can also score a great 4.95% finance rate. Now that's a lot of bang for your truck. Head into Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre near Narellan to test drive your new Fuso Canter factory tipper today. stmc.com.au.
While stocks last, finance conditions apply to approved applicants. ACL 247271.
Massive week for racing, but an even bigger week for the Punters Show boys. There they are, selected four winners, including Admire Racti at $12, giving a huge 230% return. $20 on each tip, and you would have walked away more than $200 in front for the day. They have now won seven from the last 8 weeks. Go to wonderfollow.com.au and hit There They Are to get these expert selections for just $10. Another winning product from wonderfollow.com.au.
If you're renovating or building a new home, take a closer look at the design. Visually, the single most important purchase you'll make is when you're building or renovating your home. It's going to be the windows and doors. You look through them every day. Sometimes you just simply take them for granted. Your windows and doors are critical to the light, airflow, cooling and heating of your home. Wide Line Windows and Doors have been making aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years. Make sure you take a closer look. Showrooms are in Parramatta, Tuggerah and Wide Line's brand new showroom in Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
You're tuned to your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by TAB.
18 to 8 here on Racing HQ Saturday. We're just trying to get on to Chris Waller. Obviously, he's got a lot of media commitments as well. But it gives us time, Mike, just and Ron, obviously, to talk about Rose Hill a bit more than what we've been doing. It'll be interesting here, Mike. They've in the break that they've had, they've aerated the surface and done a bit of extra work and the rail today at that 6 metre position.
Yeah, we haven't had a meeting there for about 4 weeks now. We've got a good three. I think the forecast for the temperature forecast this afternoon is around about 27, 28 degrees, so track's going to dry out to be, you know, probably better than a good three, and I would think that seeing they haven't been there for a month, that the ones on the fence are going to do really well today.
Yeah, so it's got a profile, although I'm not sure about the verting drain, with that it loosens up a bit, it's got a profile to set it up for very hard to make up ground from the back.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
There's a few of these, a couple of these races haven't got any pace in them either, Ronnie, so...
Yeah, well, we lost a leader, Senator Noche, later on in the day, although there's still a little bit of speed there, but I agree, there's not speed in numbers in a lot of these races, which has been a bit of a problem in Sydney racing of late, and it sort of turns a few races into uncompetitive, really.
Yep. Any sort of standout? I mean, we're going through your full preview, but is there any specific race here? Is it the two-year-olds? So we're seeing a new group of horses there?
Well, he's going to be a long odds on favourite, isn't he? And he's lost his opposition there, so it's probably not a betting proposition, but he does look the standout, surely, Furnaces. The way he trialled, he pinged the lids, he ran fast time, he quickened, he looked to have a beautiful action. Admittedly, it was on his home track there at Warwick Farm, and he's got to have a trip away. But, Mike, he really looked good at his trial.
Oh, he certainly did. He ran the time, as you said, and you make another really good point. He's got a lovely action, nice rhythm. I mean, that was an 800-metre trial at Warwick Farm on the inside grass, and he goes to Rose Hill first start over 1,100 on a bigger track. But he looks to be a horse with plenty of talent, and he didn't sort of overfizz himself in the trial. So if he relaxes, I would assume he's going to run the trip strongly, but he's still got to do it.
Yep,
I understand. Chris Waller joins us now. Of course, he's got runners in the programs at Rose Hill and at Moonee Valley. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Guy. Morning, listeners.
I don't know whether you stayed up and watched the Manicato or you've just heard about it, mate. It was just an unbelievable race for racing.
Yeah, sure was. It was great to see. Shows how even races are at that top level. And you know, I turned off as soon as it went across the line and was surprised to hear the drama that unfolded afterwards. But that's the theatre of the valley, I guess, and I think it was the right result.
Three runners in the Cox Plate, Chris. Sacred Falls. He's just got that awkward barrier to overcome here.
Yeah, he has, Ronnie. But, gee, we've got a great jockey aboard in Zach Purton, and he knows the horse so well. And I guess it's just a matter of how they jump, how much speed's on, and will that open up some gaps. And hopefully for his sake it will, because he'll just need that bit of luck.
His form's impeccable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, considering last start we went back in a race that wasn't run that quick. So he got to the line very well. And look, I only see the last 6 months of the horse as being a much stronger horse than previous before. And that form in the last 6 months, as you say, is very good.
Fortello, he's a horse we can never underestimate.
No, he's not. He's obviously not the sharpest or probably the best horse in Australia, but we know he'll be there for a fight, and there's certain types of races that suit him, that don't. Well, last start certainly didn't, and prior to that he was a Group 1 winner. So I just think he's a good backup for my other two, which are probably a little bit sharper than him. And if it's going to be a real dog fight, well, he'll be in there for the fight.
For sure. Royal Descent, finally. You've held her back at a mile, and she gets to a right distance here, hopefully with a rolling tempo, and she may even get her chance today.
Yeah, for sure, and she's drawn very well. First time around the valley, but again, she's not a big, strong mare, so we've sort of purposely kept her back in Sydney and just protecting her, as you said, keeping her to that mile. But I think if there's one horse that can get away with it, is her. She always rails up well or tracks well. And she's drawn to get a lovely run. Do you think she's been a little bit keen in the last couple of races? With the pace on today, she won't be keen. She'll settle perfectly. And we'll just set her for the race and see if it works.
Race 4, Law. Good reports about his gallop on Tuesday.
Yeah, we made him get around the track well because his gallop prior to leaving for Melbourne was only fair. So we made sure he got on the right leg, and as a result, he worked brilliantly. So it's always good to see the horse as well. Hasn't had much luck go his way, and it's a nice race for him today.
Race 5, Opinion, looks to be at the top of his game.
Yeah, it sure is. Look, he's run second behind the offer in the Sydney Cup, and then ran a really good second in the next shot behind Janoog, who freaked that form, I thought, to the Caulfield Cup. So he's going really well. Drawn a little bit awkward, but as you said, he's at the top of his game, and he'll be very strong today.
How many runners are you hoping to have for the Melbourne Cup?
I would say realistically two, possibly. Opinion will be the third one. The two definites will be who shot the Barman and Janoog.
Okay. Bullpoint race six, he's going well without a lot of luck.
Yep. Yeah, it's just been a little bit messy in the start, and we've taken the blinkers off today, which will just hopefully help the horse jump a bit better and relax in the first stage of the race. So, as you said, he's going well without picking up the major prizes. He's not really a weight for age horse, and there's a couple of horses in there probably suit a bit better, but he's drawn very well, and he also went to the Valley on Tuesday morning and got around it very well.
You go back to Sydney, three good chances in the first, good project, forgivable when wide first up.
Yeah, he'll get a much better run today, I would have thought, third or fourth, and very good horse, well-weighted.
Redoutable Heart has scope for further improvement.
Yeah, he's just taking that step from maiden to Saturday grade, which is my only concern, and a horse like Good Project and my other runner, Winetails, are a little bit more tractable and know what it's all about. So I think he's a horse to follow, and hopefully he can take the next step today, but it's a big step.
But you did say Winetails is a good chance as well. Hers was an eye-catcher first up there.
Yeah, first class, really attacked the line, and from memory I think it was pretty hard to make up ground that day. So she should get a chance to settle a bit closer today. It'd be nice to see her up fourth.
Mm.
From a good gate, and yeah, she's a pretty quality filly.
Race three, obviously very strong here with, well, five runners. Beyond Thankful, is he looking like, he's looking like he leads Wet Tracks?
Yeah, I think so, Ron. His form, this preparation, has been nowhere near what we expected. I thought he'd be better than that. So just basically having a run today before going out and preparing for the later winter races.
Pythagorean, he's in great shape, winning his past two.
Yeah, and horses like this, once they find that winning form from overseas, normally hold it, and Blake Shin's just worked him out to a T, and looks to get a lovely run today. Bit of a gamble stepping him up to 2,000, because he'll be a bit keen, but he'll run a strong 2,000 out if he settles. There's no problem there.
Forever Crazy, a month between runs last time. Double figures looks over the odds to me.
Yeah, she ran a good race first up, I thought. She got to the line okay, and definitely better over this trip. We purposely backed off her to try and get her towards the Matriarch in 2 weeks at Flemington. So hopefully she can fire up today. But, she's a good odds for sure.
Grand Marshall looks ready to win. He's probably an obvious favourite.
Yeah, especially with Jimmy. I think Jimmy will really suit him and just get him up racing a bit keener. We've struggled to find the right races for him. He's looking for 2,400 metres. There hasn't been one for some time. So he'll run on Melbourne Cup Day over 2,800 metre distance at Flemington, and today's his run leading into that. But he should be a very good chance, providing there's good speed and providing it's a true staying test.
Saigon T, I'm finding it hard to line her up. How does she fit in here?
I would say almost identical to Forever Crazy. They're on the same path. She hits the Matriarch as well. For the first up run was really good. And 2,000 metres, she'll love it. Look, she's clearly handled Wet Tracks, but I don't think she's too disadvantaged on a good track. She's done a pretty good job. If you go back and have a look at her form, I think she's a pretty good horse.
Yes, you made a comment, providing there's good speed. Well, surely you are the speed map here. You have five of the seven runners.
Yeah. Pythagorean, look, he's the likely leader of mine, but mm-hmm. I'm going to be telling Blake to try and get him to settle. So if he does get him to settle, there's not going to be probably a lot of speed, and it's going to give Pythagorean to lead and win off the front. Obviously, Barge and Charge will be right there, and Yeah, so we've just got to ride our horses as individuals, not as a team. And fortunately, they only get every chance at Rose Hill over this distance anyway.
Race 4, Riva de Largo. Disappointing this preparation. Can he improve?
He'll have to. There's no reason to say he can't. He's sound, his work's been fine, and he just lost that winning zest. So it's a tough one for punters because you shouldn't be gambling on things like that, in my opinion, but I can't tell you a reason why he's not running better, and I'm hoping he does. Maybe back to Rose Hill suits.
I'm imposing usually goes well after a freshen.
Yeah, he does, and we picked this race out after his last run and gave an appropriate time out and then enough time to prepare him for the race. Just had a very soft trial, and gee, I think 1500, 1600 is close to his best distance. So if we've got him fit enough, it's going to be very hard to beat.
Maybe Disciple back at Rose Hill might help as well.
Yeah, we're hoping so. He's in the same mould as Riva de Largo. Was a bit below what I expected first up, but second up, he'll improve. And he's a horse that, when he's not in contention, he basically pulls himself up to those. Well, last start's performance is probably exaggerated a little by the horse. He's such a laid-back character, and once the jockeys ease up on him, he pulls himself up.
Race 5, Made to Order, six weeks off and back in distance.
Just going to need a bit of luck from the gate. She did win first up over a similar distance last time, but she had a light weight. Today she's got a big weight, awkward gait, so going to be tough.
Abasso Perplexity. Abasso is sure to be hitting the line hard, and Perplexity, could he sprint well fresh?
Perplexity's been trialling enormous and working well. So, yeah, he's obviously a stay that's going to appreciate longer, but I can't feel anything about him. So, I think he'll run a cheeky race and drawn to get a nice run. The other horse still looks a bit dull in his coat to me and looks like he'll improve. And we'll be going back from his wide gate. So he's a good horse, but I'd just like to see him looking a little bit sharper before I said to you he was 100%.
Yep. The last, Heart Tester, looks a hard horse to place with his rating now.
Yeah, he is, for sure. First up run was okay. It was a pass mark over an unsuitable trip. And that was his first run for a long time. So he'll be fitted today. He'll be there in the finish, but as you say, with 60 kilos, despite the claim of 258, still very hard to beat good horses that are rock hard to the top of their game. So probably another one just to watch see how he's going.
He should be running on well at the end of this race.
Yeah, you'd expect him to be running on well. At a 1,500-metre horse, I think, now. But drawn to be midfield, rather than getting too far back, which will suit, and you know you'll attack the line.
Great. Thanks for that, Chris. Good luck today at the Cox Plate.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Chris Waller there. Guys, a late scratching in Melbourne is Trust in August. Has just come out on Vet's Advice. We're going to ring Darren Weir off air and try and find out what the story is, but we're hearing it's a hoof problem, but we'll get more on that. Trust in August, a late scratching at Moonee Valley. Righto, Ron and Mike, we'll come back and have a chat with Ray Murray here and look at Rose Hill in a moment. Right now, though, let's look at all the scratchings for today's racing, and we start at Rose Hill. Foggy now, but a fine day coming up, a good 3, penetrometer 4.54, and the rail at 6 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 1, Brooklyn, number 1. The 3rd, number 3, Campanology, and 9, Hasten, 3 and 9. Race 4, number 1, Amon, number 1. Race 5, 3, Nalamos, number 3. Race 6, number 2, Santa Dinoche, 7, Windjammer, 9, Cadiro, and 13, Shiraz. 2, 7, 9, and 13. Race 7, 5, Drago, and the emergencies, 14, Cinduran, 15, Lofty Ambition, and 16, Shout to the Top. 5, 14, 15 and 16, and race 8, number 15, Stay Scum, number 15. A good 3 for Rose Hill. Kembla Grange, a fine day there, the track a good 3. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 9, Departure Tax, number 9. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 5, McGovern, number 5. Race 7, 2 Dark Envy and 10 Tale of Dreams, 2 and 10. And Race 8, number 6, Never Phased, number 6. Albury Racing is a TAB program today for Cox Plate Day. Fine and a good 3. Penetrometer 4.21. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 6 and 11. Race 3 is clear. Race 4, take out number 6. Race 5, number 1. Albury Race 6, the scratchings are 3 and 6. And Race 7, the scratching is number 1. And Armadale is also a TAB program. Fine and a good 3. Race 2, take out number 1. Race 2, number 1. And then in Race 5, take out number 3. Number 3. To Moonee Valley for Cox Plate Day. Fine, the track will be a good 3 for the first race. The penetrometer 4.5 and the rail out to 3 metres. That shift is taking place right now after being in the true last night. Race 1, take out 10 Pearl Star and 11 Perfect Beat. 10 and 11. Race 2, take out 3 Esprit de Bullet and 12 Inspector. 3 and 12. The third clear, race 4, number 7, Elko Bro, number 7. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, a late one here, of number 5, Trust in August, 7.42 on Vet's Advice. Race 6, number 5, a late one. And race 7 is where the last scratchings are happening at the Valley, the Dilmar Vase. Take out 6, Duccio, 8, Goldian, and 14, Miss Interiors. 6, 8, and 14.